The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Police have arrested a staffer working for a German far-right member of the European Parliament on charges of spying for Beijing, the latest alleged Chinese agent to be unmasked in a trend alarming security authorities across the continent. James Rothwell, Berlin correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, joins me. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about this man who was arrested. His name suggests that he's Chinese-born. How long has he been in Europe?
Yes, so the man who's been arrested is an assistant to Maximilian Kra, who's a very senior MEP in the European Parliament for the AfD, which is this sort of German far-right party, as you say. He seems to have worked for Mr. Kra for a number of years, and they appear to have had quite a warm working relationship. At least that's implied by some of the photographs of the two eating in restaurants together, which are being circulated by German media. And of course, it's an incredibly controversial case because this is the sort of latest in a string, really, of espionage scandals involving Germany in some form. And of course, it comes just a few days after the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz actually visited China with a view to improve their business ties. So it seems that this arrest has already managed to disrupt any sort of positive outcome of that as well.
Now, how much sensitive information would Maximilian Kra from Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD party, how much would he have? I mean, what committees might he be serving on that would then pass on to this man Guo the information that he would in turn pass on to Beijing?
Well, the thing about MEPs is that, as you say, they do sit on all sorts of committees, and the ones that the Chinese presumably would have been interested in are not necessarily defence committees, but any information, any briefing material that the MEPs might receive, which would be of interest to them. But I think an important point in the context of the European Parliament is that this is, you know, perhaps a little bit like the UK Parliament in Westminster, a real sort of hub of rumour and gossip. And it's an environment where you've got politicians from all over Europe constantly mixing, socialising together, swapping insider knowledge about what's going on in each of these countries. And I think that is what actually makes the European Parliament a potentially hugely valuable spying target for a foreign power. It's not necessarily the intelligence that's being disclosed, but it's being at the hub of this sort of nerve centre of everything that's going on in Europe. And it could allow a foreign power to pick up on all sorts of juicy rumours just by, as it were, being in the room.
Yeah. Now, this man, Maximilian Kra, he sits on the European Parliament's Committee for International Trade. Now, trade with China is a very sensitive issue, and there could be negotiations, there could be tactical strategic discussions at those committees that then, of course, might undermine the EU's negotiating position with Chinese representatives if the Chinese knew what was coming.
Yes, well, it would depend on two things. I think first, the nature of the information that this assistant may have received, and of course, the question of whether he actually passed some of it on. But yes, the arrest does look extremely serious because there is a potential situation where information that could be sensitive and that could be related to the EU's sort of non-public position on a trade issue involving China might then get passed to the Chinese and tip them off, as it were, about something that may be going on. So that's an issue. It's also very sensitive for Germany because, as I said, Chancellor Olaf Scholz was in China as part of this sort of diplomatic trade charm offensive very recently. That was all about trying to actually sort of bring the Chinese to some extent back into the fold of German business. And there's been lots of tension recently about German businesses trying to strike a balance between suspicion of China from a foreign policy perspective in Germany with their own sort of desire to invest there and work on infrastructure projects.
Now, what has Kra said about this, about his employee, and what has the AfD said?
Yeah, so Mr. Kra has to some extent denied any knowledge that this was going on. His sort of initial response to the press was that the first thing he'd heard of this was reading about it in the media himself. So his initial statement gave the impression that he'd been, you know, sort of completely taken aback by this and was very surprised by it. He then issued a subsequent statement on Twitter in which he said that the allegations are extremely serious. And if they were proven, he said, this assistant would be immediately fired. Of course, if the allegations are proven, I think that assistant losing their job is probably going to be the least of his worries. But there's been another development overnight, which is that prosecutors in Dresden in Germany have now opened a sort of preliminary probe into Mr. Krah himself for allegedly receiving payments from foreign powers too. Now, there's very little detail about that at the moment, but the fact that they've opened that preliminary investigation suggests that this is not just an MEP who's perhaps unwittingly hired an alleged Chinese spy, but prosecutors now seem to be suggesting that his involvement may go deeper than that.
It's not the first time that the AfD has been caught up in this kind of thing. There was talk of one of their members, and he's on the list, the list system for the EU elections, that he was in receipt of money from a Russian oligarch, and this was basically putting him in the pay of Putin.
Yes, that's right. So there's been a case involving some alleged payments from Russia. In fact, the statement that came out about Mr. Krah specifically overnight, that also mentions potential payments from Russia as well as China. And I think the key point here is that the AfD sits on the sort of far right end of the German political spectrum. And on foreign policy, it's much, much, much more sympathetic towards the sort of Russian foreign policy position than most German political parties are. It's very critical of the Western response to the invasion of Ukraine, for example. The AfD has always sought to portray itself as a party that rejects what it views as sort of Chinophobia, sort of fear of China or Russiaphobia. And so some critics of the party are actually saying today, you know, it's not very surprising that these scandals are coming out because, you know, they've been making comments about Germany and China for some time, which suggests that they are perhaps a little bit too cozy with them.
Yeah, it's not isolated to Germany either. In Belgium, a couple of members of, I'm not sure how you pronounce, the Vlaams Belang Party have been accused of working for China as well. So, you know, it's one thing, I suppose, if you've got a Chinese person in your employ who's maybe more loyal to China than he would be to the EU. It's another thing if you've got senior politicians in various parties who are effectively betraying the EU.
Yes, that's right. And it would be nothing short of a major European security scandal if it were to be proven that this is not just an assistant to cite the Maximilian Krah case, but also potentially the MEP himself. That's obviously an ongoing investigation. But, I mean, Nancy Faeser, the German Interior Minister, summed this up, really, when the news broke earlier this week. She said that if this is proven, it would be a direct attack from within on European democracy, because it's targeting the European Parliament, as I said, that sort of nerve center of policy making, decision making, and lots of sort of potentially sensitive information freely circulating just as gossip. So it is extremely serious, yeah.
And finally, I'm sure there are those online and elsewhere suggesting this is dirty tricks by the mainstream parties, knowing that AfD is likely to make gains.
Yes, that's true. When the AfD gets into terrible trouble over something like this, that is usually what its defenders will say. They will point out that the AfD has been performing incredibly strongly in the polls recently. It's currently polling at about second place nationally in Germany. We've got European elections coming up in June. There will be in the autumn a general election in Germany next year as well. Lots of concerns among the mainstream parties that they could get absolutely clobbered by the AfD in the very near future. Mainstream parties, therefore, very concerned about that. Of course, whether that means there's some sort of, as you say, kind of conspiracy about this, I'm not so sure about that. But I think certainly one of the sort of lines of defense that comes up when these espionage scandals emerge is that these parties feel that it is somehow payback for them surging in the polls and undermining the mainstream parties, yes.
James Rothwell, Berlin correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.